I speak for our elders in this pastoral ordination exhortation. I did not know when I planned my message what Paul Washer would say, but it piggybacks upon him. 2 Timothy 4, please, verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. I am speaking to Rami, and you may listen, because there are applications to every Christian about speaking the word and being an ambassador of Jesus Christ, which every believer is. 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. Reading from the Authorized Version. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Pause. Leonard Ravenhill used to say, today men have itching ears, but we have no commission from God to scratch them. Having itching ears, and they shall turn away from their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. The preaching of His Word, Rami, is supreme. It is supernatural. It is God's voice. It is Christ's voice. And it is impactful, the preaching of His Word, always in the kingdom of God and in the domain of darkness, like salt and like light. The preaching of the Word permeates the realms of the invisible kingdoms. It's power. Preaching is power. It is divine power. Angels would rejoice to do it if assigned the task. But they're not assigned the task of preaching the good news. Noah preached. Moses preached. Jeremiah proclaimed with agony and tears. Isaiah preached. The burden of the Lord, the oracles of God. Preaching the word breaks the yoke. It regenerates hearts by the Holy Spirit. It is the sword of the Spirit, and it cuts both ways, a two-edged sword. Preaching delivers the captive. It renews the mind. It heals the sin-sick soul. Preaching gives light to those in darkness. It quickens the dead to life. God has ordained through the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. But how will they call on Him in whom they've not believed? And how are they to believe in whom they've never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? You go to Jordan and you preach the word. John came preaching. Jesus, Paul, Peter came preaching. Now there is a man sent from God whose name is Rami. Commissioned. Sent to preach the word. Not to organize, not to plan a big ministry. Not to impress people, not to please men. Sent to preach His word. Vance Havner said this: God is looking for men who will be quiet enough, Paul Washer, quiet enough to get a message from Him, brave enough to preach it, and honest enough to live it. Preaching is a mystery. It's a divine romance. It is the foolishness to this world. Our world, like it always has, but more than ever, hates preaching. Don't preach to me. They hate preaching. But it is the God-ordained method of saving sinners, building the church, and advancing His kingdom. When you stand to preach, preach the Word. The Scriptures are your only message. The truth is its own authority. The congregation and the world is your field. The Spirit of God is your infinite and constant companion. The preacher is an ambassador of Christ, an authorized representative of the King of Heaven while you're still here on earth. A sent one, sent by God, sent by the Spirit, sent by the church. Heart Cry will not send any missionaries. They require the ones they support now to be sent by a local church. That's why this day is what it is. A sent one. There was a man sent from God whose name was every sent preacher. The man, the preacher, and his preaching. So bear with me for a few moments. Just let some of these things sink in. Preaching is the ministry of the Word of God. It is the proclamation of the whole counsel of God. It is the expounding and opening up, declaring and applying the Bible, like our brother just did. Preachers aren't to be funny, cool, likable, or to try to appear to be scholarly. Preach simply, brother. Preach accurately. Preach sincerely, faithfully, passionately, humbly, clearly, with one motive. Him. His glory, His fame, His kingdom. The centrality, when you read the Acts of the Apostles, it's striking how this jumps out. The main thing in the Acts of the Apostles is preaching. Just think of this. Acts 5. Every day they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. Acts 8. They returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. And amazing, that statement, we have no record of that. But as they returned to Jerusalem, they preached the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. Philip opened his mouth and told him the good news about Jesus. Philip preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. Acts 10. The word that God sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ. Acts 11. Now those who were scattered through the persecution traveled speaking the word. Acts 14. And there they continued to preach the gospel. Charles Wesley once was preaching in Cornwall, England, and a drunk man that began to shout at him, curse at him, and oppose him. Wesley paused. Who is this that pleads for the devil? And he rebuked him in the name of Christ. Wesley, heading to bed that night, was thinking about the name of Jesus and proclaiming His name. He wrote a hymn that night entitled, Jesus, the Name High Over All. And in it he says this, Him as my righteousness I show, His saving truth proclaim. 'Tis all my business here below to cry, Behold the Lamb. Happy if with my latest breath I may but gasp His name, preach Him to all, then cry in death, Behold, behold the Lamb. Until you die, you preach Christ. Preaching the Word. Rami, make your preaching about Jesus Christ. If the whole Bible is about Him and the whole counsel of God is about Him, make your preaching much, as we heard earlier, about Jesus Christ. Preaching is a bearing witness unto Him. It's a bringing through the pages of Holy writ, bringing people to see and behold and be united to and to grow, to look to and learn of Jesus Christ. Paul said, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord. Well, preaching a living Christ is your commission. But when you preach Christ, be sure you are full of Christ's presence and power. Ego has no place in preaching. No sermon will ever be as good or as bad as you think it is. No man's preaching is either good or as bad as he feels. Don't be impressed with your own preaching, and don't be depressed by your preaching. You're just a messenger. The importance and glory of the sermon is in the message, not the messenger. Every sermon is a message from God for that moment, for that hour, for those specific people who are there. It's the most important hour on the earth when Christ is preached and He is feeding His sheep. Rami, your work of preaching will be lifelong learning to preach and improving. You will never arrive. Martin Lloyd-Jones said, I would not walk across the street to hear myself preach. I would have walked across the street. I would have flown across the ocean to hear him. But we feel that way. We never arrive. We always are in the school of Christ. We're always in the ministry of work in progress. So, therefore, I charge you today. More than that, the Lord Jesus Christ in this hour charges you today. Preach the word and the whole counsel of God accurately and faithfully. Preach the word, says Paul to Timothy and to you this morning. Secondly, Christ charges you, shepherd my flock, feed my sheep, tend to my lambs, care about them, know their state. Christ charges you, shepherd my flock. Thirdly, live in conscious and desperate dependence on the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses. Believe in His power to bless His word in spite of you. Believe in His power to save people, to build His church, to change people. Live in dependence on the Holy Spirit. And as you do, in conscious, desperate dependence upon the Holy Spirit, you will therefore be more diligent in the discharge of all your duties, in understanding God's word and effectively proclaiming it. Finally, I charge you with this responsibility. Remember that you are the servant of Christ always in the gospel ministry. The church doesn't exist for you. You exist for the church. Be friendly to the brethren and to all whoever attend your ministry, and be humble. Be clothed with humility, because God resists the proud and He gives grace to the humble. Be clothed with humility in the pastoral visitation and the pastoral duties that you discharge among the people of God. If you are not humble always, you will not only be offensive to God, you will be offensive to all discerning believers. Joel Beakey says this to you this morning. Let every preacher take note, amid the frustrations and the hardship of ministry, the most Christ-like thing is to stay focused on your calling, give thanks to God, and go on preaching the word. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our church commissions you both to go to Jordan, representing us, representing the King of Kings, who's Lord of all the earth, who is gathering a people out of every tribe, every nation, and that includes Jordan.